Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power, the Godhead, is so that they are without excuse. This explains the purpose of having the Godhead study. The Godhead is without excuse. We must understand this in order to receive the fullness of the revealing of who God is. The basic theology of the Godhead is to make sure that they learn the term simply to God, because that he is the key being to understand these scriptures. In John 17:17, sanctify thy truth. Thy word is true. Sanctify them through thy truth holy to God, because that he is the key being to understand these scriptures. In John 17:17, sanctify thy truth. Thy word is true. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We must let the Bible be based for the establishment of truth. What and who is where? Who, where is God? Who, what, where is God? John 4:23-24, but the hour has come and is now that the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. And when you see the term God, it is referring to a spirit. In Acts 7:48-49, howbeit most high God dwelleth in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, the Lord dwelleth in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Acts 7:48-49. The Godhead. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what place of my rest? God is not a little figure of a person off in heaven somewhere. God is a spirit that fills the heaven and the earth, because heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. I'm not present everywhere. Psalms 137:7-10. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or shall I flee from thy presence? If I send it into heaven, thou art there. If I send it into my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning, and dwell in the othermost part of the sea. Even thou shalt thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. The Spirit, God is a Spirit that is everywhere. You cannot hide from God. Wherever two or three are gathered in His name, there He is. Why? He is everywhere. First Kings 8:27. But will God indeed dwell on earth? Behold, the heavens of heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? The heavens and heavens and heavens cannot contain thee. Why? He is everywhere. A place of body can contain the fullness or the quality of God, but not contain all of the quantity of God. In Deuteronomy 4:35-39, unto thee it shown that thou mightest know that the Lord He is God, and there is none else beside Him. Out of heaven He made hear a voice, that He might instruct thee. And upon the earth shone the great fire, and thou hearest His words out of the midst of the fire. And because He loved thy fathers, therefore He chosen thee seed after them, and brought thee out in the sight with His mighty power out of Egypt, and drove out nations from before thee, and gathered the mighty. Then thou art in the beginning, and to give thee their lands and the inhabitation as it is till this day. Knowing therefore this day, and considering in thine heart, that the Lord He is God in heaven above and upon the earth, there is none else. He is God, and there is none beside Him. The term Lord is used to in capital, always refers to God or the divinity of God, omnipresent spirit. Only one God that is in heaven, above, and the earth. One God or one spirit that is everywhere. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Behold the evil and the good. The eyes of the Lord is everywhere. You cannot see, you cannot make God out of a human form, because the eyes of the Lord, according to the scriptures, it would simply say that he is an omnipresent spirit. That ain't gonna be a bunch of eyes everywhere, and you can't see the spirit because it's not a bunch of eyes out there. In Jeremiah 23:24. can any hide himself in a secret place that I cannot see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Cannot hide from the Lord fills the heaven and earth. If there is only one, where are the other three? In reference, we have established, in fact, nor the theology that there is only one God, not two or three. And the Spirit, he is a spirit, invisible. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared himself. John 1 and 18. No man has seen God at any time. Some say Moses saw his hinder part of God. He saw the manifestations of God, but not the Spirit itself. God can manifest himself as anything. You can see the manifestation in the burning bush, the dove, and etc. But you cannot see the Spirit itself, because it is invisible and no man has seen it. In John 5:37, and the Father himself, which has sent me, has bore witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Thou hast not seen his shape or heard his voice. What they did see was the manifestations of God. In John 5:37. Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is all of God we will see. He is all the God we will see. And we will cover this later in the study. Colossians 1:15. The eternal, everlasting cannot die. In Timothy 1:17, now the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The eternal, invisible, and the only wise God. In Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:17. 1 Timothy 6:14 and 16. That thou keepest the commandments without spot and without corruption unto the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is his time he has shown, who is the blessed of the potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who is and has immortality dwelt in the light which no man can approach, unto whom no man has seen nor whom be be honorable and power and everlasting. Amen. Jesus will show who is the King, only King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He who only has immortality. He is also invisible. Since He is invisible, omnipresent Spirit fills the atonement of the universe, just like the fog or a mist. If the Spirit would become visible after we get to heaven, we would all be blind. He will never cause to be an omnipresent. So the only way we will ever see God is in the face of Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God. In Psalms 90:1-4, a prayer of Moses, that man of God, the Lord thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Behold, the mountains it brings forth are ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and say, return ye children of man. We dwell in the presence of God, and He is everlasting to everlasting. Flesh is not eternal, but God is eternal. In Luke 24:39, behold my hands, my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not and bones as ye see me have. Spirit does not have flesh nor bones. God is an old man up in heaven. He is an eternal, everlasting spirit. Flesh gets old, but a spirit does not. Ephesians 4:4-6. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God and Father above all, and in you all, and through you all. One God and Spirit. There is one God who is through you all and in you all. That is why the Spirit in you is called the Holy Ghost, or Christ in you. There are three offices of God, but not three gods. There is the Father as Creator, a rule, the Son, flesh, which is the Spirit that dwelt in made Himself God, the Holy Ghost, which is a Spirit of God that dwells with man. I am my Father, Son, and Husband. I am a Father, Son, and Husband, but I am not three persons. and I only have one name. In Mark 12:29-37, and Jesus answered him, the first of commandment is, hear ye, the Lord our God is one, and thou shalt love thy Lord God with all thine heart, and all thy soul, and all thy mind, and all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is, namely, this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than thee. And the scripture said unto him, well, Master, thou hast said truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And the Lord, and love him with all thine heart, and with all thy understanding, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy love, and love his neighbor as himself. He is then all who whole burnt offerings are sacrificed. He is more than one offering or sacrifice. And Jesus saw and answered discreetly, and said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God, and no man after dost ask him any questions. And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scriptures that Christ is the Son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, set thou on my right until I thine enemies thy footstool. And David, therefore, himself, calling him Lord, and where he is his son. And the comment, people heard him gladly. The first commandment, the Lord our God is one, Lord one spirit, prophesied through David. God man dwelt in Christ. If the scripture says that there is one who is right to say there are three. Jesus went and quoted in Psalm 110:1. To the Jews, and asked how the Messiah going to be David's son and David's Lord, the flesh that was born of Mary was of the image of David according to the promises of God had made to Abraham, as recorded in the first chapter of Luke and Matthew. And lengthy as recorded all the ways of Mary and Joseph with David and his sons included. The Lord God that David prayed to was the same God that dwelt inside the human body, making Jesus both David's Lord and his Son. Looking at the words, Lord, be first, all capital. The second is not. It lets us know that this is the Spirit speaking about the flesh. Right hand of God will be covering later, but it is referring to the power of God, Spirit set up, flesh, and giving himself all power. The Son did not exist, the Son did not exist from the beginning, except in the plan of God. But Jesus was the beginning. How? The term Son refers to the flesh of God, but the name Jesus included both flesh and spirit. The Spirit of God that was in Jesus did exist in the beginning. We must realize this to understand how the term are applied in the Scripture. In 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, the great mysteries of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, and preached unto the Gentiles, believed on the world, receive up into glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. God's divinity was manifested in the flesh. God was seen of angels. When did the angels see God? When the flesh was born in Bethlehem.